As the temps drop and leaves change color, Wisconsin craft breweries, they're busy serving up their unique tastes of the season. And we're talking about autumn beers here on Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. What beers do you enjoy drinking in the fall? Do you say goodbye to certain beers as the summer comes to a close? Which ones do you stop drinking? Do you have a favorite Oktoberfest beer? We're at 800-642-1234. Go ahead and join in. Chris Drosner is executive editor of Milwaukee Magazine, a longtime reviewer of Wisconsin brews, and he joins us from WPR's studios in Milwaukee. Chris, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me.
So what kind of flavors and textures or other qualities do you want in a true autumn beer?
You know, there's nothing... For a long time, I kind of believed that there was nothing really inherent to any season about beer, but once it gets into fall, I kind of start to change my tune a little bit. Like, this is the time for, you know, kind of, I mean, to me, one of the big things is color. Like, you kind of want a beer that's copper, orange, amber, that kind of in that range of what feels like the right thing for fall. And usually that comes along with kind of some caramely, toffee flavors. And, you know, it's the malt that gives it. That gives those beers that color.
Yeah,
and
maybe a little maltier.
Yep,
darker.
Definitely. A little bit heartier, you know.
Yeah, a little more filling. So where does the Märzen style come in with, you know, the German references here?
Yeah, the Oktoberfest is, as they're usually called in America, this is the greatest seasonal style. It's the king of seasonal beers as far as sales go. By quite a wide margin. And, it traces all the way back to, Germany. The Oktoberfest that we know and reference all the time in America and really replicate across the country, is a celebration of the marriage of Crown Prince Ludwig way back in the, I believe it's in the 19th century. And, that beer is called Märzen because it's brewed in March. That's the German word for March.
Mm-hmm. And it's brewed in March because why?
It's a lager, so it needs to age. You know, back in those days, those were in the cellars and the caves over the summer, and it was better to brew beer for fall. You know, in the early spring when it was still cool.
So how did autumn become craft beer's like most popular seasonal style? Why have they really rallied around fall?
I think it's that beer. I think it's that individual beer style that really kind of became, you know, that created the primacy of fall. It's just a great style. It's a lager, so it's really easy to drink. You know, there were really well-established versions of this beer that a lot of American drinkers already knew. You know, from Hacker Shore is a great one. Paulaner, a lot of the great German breweries that were distributing beer in the United States had really excellent versions of this beer. And you know, the attributes of the Oktoberfest style or the Märzen style are pretty widely appealing. You know, a little bit of caramely toffee sweetness, some maltiness, a little bit more body, but it's a very well balanced beer, and it's pretty easy to put several liters back, as you see at Munich's Oktoberfest, obviously.
Most Wisconsin brewers, do they produce autumn seasonals? Is this pretty popular among our brewers here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, with our German heritage, there's a lot of breweries in Wisconsin that have been making Oktoberfest or Märzen beers for quite a long time. I mean, I think that this style kind of, the rest of the country was kind of playing catch up with this style a little bit. You know, some of the great craft versions of the Oktoberfest style that I think of are, you know, as far as the national brands are, you know, Boston, Samuel Adams has had one for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's not a lot of ones that are not, that are really well known, that are not, upper Midwestern in origin. And there's a whole bunch of really great ones from Wisconsin breweries as well.
We're talking about Autumn Brews with Chris Drosner. He's executive editor of Milwaukee Magazine. You can join in. What are your favorite beers to drink in the fall? Have you tried an Oktoberfest brew this year? Are you stocking up from any Wisconsin breweries? Join in, share your likes and your dislikes. 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Let's bring in PJ now from Nina. Hi, PJ.
Good morning.
All right. So what autumn beer do you enjoy?
Well, it's a new one from Emprise Brew Mill in Menasha in a historic building. They call it the Viscount Melbourne. It's dark, complex, rich. They brew all their beers in-house, and it's an imperial double porter. It's impossible to describe, but it's so complex and good. And I'm not a big drinker, so I'm all about the flavor.
Do you like to go there and enjoy it in the environment? Does environment have anything to do with this?
Yes, it does. This is a historic building. They kept all the original infrastructure, the old carved dark wooden bar from the 19th century, stamped tin ceiling, an old mural on one brick wall. Yeah, the atmosphere is a big part, and the food is good. But, yeah, this is... You know, when I tasted that, it just like, wow, I didn't know beer could taste like that. Although they have like a dozen that they brew at any one time, you know, different tastes for different people. That's their October beer.
Chris, what about Emprise Brew Mill? Have you been there?
I have not. And I actually have not heard of that one. So I'll have to put it on the list next time I'm swinging through the Fox Cities.
Yeah, put it on the radar. I understand Sierra Nevada Brewing is collaborating with German breweries to produce new autumn seasonals, and they have an Oktoberfest beer. Have you tried this year's creation?
Yes, it's very, very good. Sierra Nevada partners up with, for the last, I think it's about 5 years, has partnered up with a different brewery in Germany to make their Oktoberfest. And it has been, as we say in the beer writing business, a banger each year. But this year's is particularly good. It's this year they partnered with Bitburg, or the Bitburger, which is a pretty well-known brewery. I mean, they've been selling beer in the United States for quite a while. It's a little bit heartier, a little bit sweeter than some of the previous versions, which have been tended kind of more toward what they call a fest beer, which is a little bit lighter, kind of more traditional of the German approach to the style, to the Oktoberfest style. You know, here in America, we tend to kind of caramel it up a little bit, and it tends to be a little bit sweeter. But and this one is a little bit more toward that, so it's very, very nice beer.
What are some Wisconsin beers you can only get during the season?
Well, one of the big kind of mysteries to me is why somebody doesn't make a year-round Marzen or an Oktoberfest. I think, you know, that having a month in the name of the style makes it kind of difficult to trot one out in March. But it's such a popular style. I'm surprised that somebody's not making a Marzen, you know, year round. Most of them are, most of the Oktoberfests are seasonal, or all the Oktoberfests are seasonal. Obviously, you know, there's other directions that you can go for a fall beer as well.
Like what direction?
So, I mean, pumpkin beer is a big one that's been around for quite a while. Pumpkin beers were huge, huge around like 2014, 2015,
That's when we got the spice latte, the pumpkin spice latte on the horizon.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, everything was pumpkin, even
right.
Our beer.
Yeah. I saw some pumpkin spice ice cream in the cooler
goodness.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
But and pumpkin beers are still around. And I think, it's a legitimate style and it's quite good. And we have some pretty good examples made here in Wisconsin. Lakefront's pumpkin lager has been around a long, long time. And just 2 weekends ago, I guess it is now, at the Great American Beer Festival out in Denver, which is, you know, pretty much the biggest beer festival in the country and has one of the most prestigious beer competitions in the world. There was the gold medal in pumpkin beer was awarded to Stevens Point Brewery's Whole Hog Pumpkin Ale, which was the fourth time that this beer has won a medal and the second gold. So it's
that's a big deal.
Yeah, it is. And it's a great beer. There's a lot of ways to go with pumpkin in beer, but this one's pretty hearty. I think it's over 7% alcohol by volume, so it's pretty boozy, pretty big, as mm-hmm. we call it. Mm-hmm. And then the spice level is up there. So you got that kind of nutmeg and cinnamon and
there's lots of flavors colliding in your mouth.
Yeah, yeah, it is. But you know, the key to these beers is that they're not over the top with that stuff. That it's balanced, and I think that's why a lot of the good ones tend toward kind of the bigger, you know, base, so that you can get a lot of spices in there and still have that malt sweetness to kind of balance everything out.
Right. You have to be really careful with all of that competition going into your beer, because you don't want to, you know, overpower anything. It's like, you know what? There's still the beer here, right?
Yeah. You don't want to make it the beer version of the cinnamon challenge, where you just take a mouthful of spice. Not good.
It is a roundup of favorite autumn beers with Chris Drosner as our guide. He's executive editor of Milwaukee Magazine, and he also writes about beer for the Wisconsin State Journal. Do you drink the same beer year-round, no matter what the weather? What do you think about people who switch beers based on the season? Join in with your thoughts, 800-642-1234. You can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Back in a moment, more conversation here on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, we're sampling autumn beers here on Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. So these crisp, cool nights, they call for darker, maltier, more complex beers to warm up with. And there are Wisconsin craft brewers who are taking full advantage of the season. We're on a tour of beers for sweater weather, getting your favorite ones of the fall. Join in, 800-642-1234. Do you drink the same beer year-round? What do you think about switching beers based on the season? Chris Drosner is from Milwaukee Magazine, and he writes about beer. Chris, we were talking about the pumpkin influence. What about the cherry influence in fall? Do notes of cherry come in during the autumn beers?
Not quite so much.
Okay.
There's, you know, because the harvest is during the summer,
right,
for cherries. You know, that harvest drives a lot of the kind of decisions that brewers make with their seasonal beers, not just because of like they're kind of top of mind for
mm-hmm.
people, but
mm-hmm.
but I mean, there's all this stuff and there's all this fruit that's available, so you know, they do kind of capitalize on the timeliness of the harvest. And I mentioned the pumpkins. Obviously, it's pumpkin season, but it's also apple season.
I was going to say, what about the apple harvest?
yeah, that's a big one. And there's a few, you know, apple beers are not as, it's not quite as big of a thing as pumpkin beers, I think. And obviously, there's hard cider. If you want to drink something that's alcoholic, with kind of that's apple based, there's a whole range of craft ciders that are doing amazing things with other ingredients and that sort of thing, that in the same way that craft brewers are. But there are a handful of really good apple beers that are made in Wisconsin. In fact, one just came out. There's a new one, new entry from New Glarus, which is probably the best brewery in the state, I would say.
Oh.
Probably not close. and it's a specialty limited release beer that they're calling Berliner Apfel, mm-hmm. Which is the German word for apple. So it uses a Berliner Weiss base, which is a real light, slightly tart wheat beer, and they aged it with they fermented it and aged it with a whole bunch of apples from the Kickapoo Valley, and it's
so
spontaneously
very local.
Yeah, it's spontaneously fermented, which is a very traditional Belgian technique. And man, I had my first one last night, and it is very, very good. It's like a kind of sweet sour dynamic something, and there's a lot of apple character both in the aroma and the flavor. It's a little bit like, it's an inherently sour beer, and then the apples kind of come in there. So there's the sweetness and the sour playing together.
Mm.
The overall kind of flavor ends up being just a little bit on the sweeter side from a Granny Smith. It's really tasty.
Well, before we have to let you go, some of your favorite breweries for autumn beers are Titletown, Green Bay, Lakefront, Milwaukee, Ale Asylum in Madison, Three Sheeps in Sheboygan, and Potosi in Potosi. Mm-hmm. So where should we start? What is one beer that we should start out with for autumn beers?
Well, I think all of those are, I mean, to me, the top autumn beer is the Oktoberfest, mm-hmm. for just about every brewery, including all the ones that you mentioned there. There's a couple different ways to go, as I mentioned earlier, with the Oktoberfest style. One is more toward the kind of traditional German fest beer, which is a little bit lighter, both in color and flavor. It's a little bit lighter in body as well. So, and you know, if you like something more on that end of the scale, I would really recommend the Ale Asylum Octillion. I think that's a really excellent style, or an excellent iteration of the style that's kind of on the easier, more drinkable end. I mean, Oktoberfest are all pretty drinkable, but this one's kind of a particular crusher. On the little bit more robust side of things is the Titletown Oktoberfest called Bent Tuba.
Okay.
Which is a nice little Oompa Oompa reference there.
And we're going to have to leave it there at that
okay.
reference. Chris, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Chris Drosner is executive editor of Milwaukee Magazine and a longtime reviewer of Wisconsin Brewers. He joined us from WPR Studios in Milwaukee. He also writes about beer for the Wisconsin State Journal. And now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum answering a Wisconsin question about an iconic state symbol.
We recently received a question from a listener named Patty. She asked, why are people into wearing cheese heads? I mean, we all have our personal reasons for plopping giant triangles of yellow foam on our heads or wearing wedge earrings to every single Wisconsin sporting event, from football to baseball, college to the pros. But let's go back to the beginning, to one of the first times a person cut up a piece of foam, declared it cheese, and wore it on their head. It all started with taunts from Chicago sports fans in the 1980s.
Our lovely neighbors to the south from Illinois have been affectionately calling us Wisconsinites cheeseheads for quite a period of time, and even though they love to spend their time and money up here, which is great, they call us cheeseheads.
That's Ralph Bruno.
Which didn't offend me because personally, I love cheese.
And throughout the 80s, Wisconsin dominated U.S. cheese production, churning out more than 1.5 billion pounds of cheese each year. Bruno decided he wanted to own that cheesehead insult. So while reupholstering his mom's couch in 1987, he cut out a triangle chunk of foam, burned holes into it, and painted it. He threw the hat into a bag and went off to County Stadium to tailgate with his friends before a Brewers game.
And my buddies, we were having our Pabst Blue Ribbons, and when it came time to go into the for the game, I pulled it out and put it on my head, and people started calling me a cheesehead and pointing at me.
Bruno says it shocked his friends because he considered himself a shy guy. But then
a girl came running up to me and wanted to try it on, and my buddies were watching how girls were running up to me for the first time ever. And so they were then took the hat, and we had fun playing with it throughout the game. So
2 weeks later, Bruno founded the company Foamation.
Over in this area is our, we call the main production area.
Today, Foamation employees produce everything from foam cheese bow ties to Christmas tree toppers, all in the Walker's Point neighborhood in Milwaukee. On this particular morning, one worker shrims the edges off foam cheese baseball hats. CJ Williams is about to make a classic cheesehead hat. He preps the wedge-shaped mold.
So I put the wax around the little edges and stuff so it doesn't stick to it all the way. It doesn't make it rip a lot, you know.
Then he fills a cup with a bright yellow liquid.
This is the product that goes into it. This is the coloring. This is what makes the money.
Williams blends the liquid, then quickly pours it into the mold. It starts to foam and harden fast. After a bit, Williams proudly unveils a fresh cheese head.
It's actually pretty cool because, like, how many people can actually say, like, oh, I work where they make the cheese heads? And people will be like, nah, they're made up in Green Bay, but they're really made here. I live in Wisconsin, you know, I always support the cheese, you know what I'm saying?
As much as Williams loves making cheese heads, people are just as proud to wear them. Cheesehead pride really hit its stride about 20 years ago. While some of the first cheesehead sightings were at County Stadium, they eventually made the leap to Lambeau Field. Again, Ralph Bruno.
In the mid-90s, when good old Brett Favre came into town, it kind of exploded on the scene there up in Lambeau. And that year, we couldn't make enough of them. We expanded our production like 600%.
And since then, Bruno has helped Wisconsinites take ownership of the word cheesehead.
It's like a badge of honor. It's really more about the essence of who we are. You don't have to be born here. It's grown outside of just about the cheese and more about the mindset of the Midwestern mentality, the openness that we have, the outgoingness that we have, not just, you know, somebody wearing a hat. It's kind of a cultural thing, I guess.
Oh, gosh darn it, don't you know, I'm a cheesehead baby, the pride of Wisconsin.
I never win at bingo.
This story about cheeseheads came from an audience question as part of the Wisconsin Project. Submit your question and we might answer it in a future Wisconsin Life segment. Go to WPR.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And Wisconsin Life is part of our weekly edition of Wisconsin Weekend here on The Morning Show. What's happening in your part of the state that could reach all corners of Wisconsin? Send your ideas to mornings@WPR.org. I'm Kate Archer Kent. This is Wisconsin Weekend on The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.
We never sleep on Sunday. Reading all the signs, the pack is really packed.